Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While Garden & Gun magazine's annual Made in the South awards cover several categories, they do honor one product as an overall winner, and 2018's award went to our next guest's Lowcountry company, whose winning product is Jimmy Red Bourbon Whiskey. Scott Blackwell is co-founder of High Wire Distilling Company, and he joins us now by phone from his company in Charleston. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the award.
Thanks, yeah. Such a surprise. Very honored, for sure.
Well, go ahead and give us a background here of your company and what brought you into the whiskey business.
I've been in the food business pretty much my entire life. Started out when I was 15 washing dishes, and I've worked in various restaurant jobs, and then eventually led me to starting a couple of different food companies, and my wife and I worked together in the baking company. We were brewing beer, actually thought about opening a brewery, but we also felt like that was fairly saturated, and, you know, were we really going to be cutting a new path and all that, and my wife came up with the idea to look at distilling. Neither one of us knew anything about distilling, so it was it was kind of a quick deep dive, and we found out real quickly that, you know, it's still a culinary, agriculturally driven business, and that's something that we were both very comfortable with. So here we are.
And so is there a distilling school that you can go to, or is this just a matter of finding the right YouTube video?
Well, there are some schools. We went to a two-day crash course. You know, it's kind of like having your yellow belt in karate. We hired a consultant that worked with us for about a week. My main thing for him was to understand the still, the mashing, the fermenting. In his famous line, as he was leaving the building, basically looked at us and said, "Hey, listen, you're going to have to find your place in this industry. You know, it's been around for a long time, and you can't out maker's mark. You need to find sort of your own story and your own base to build your business on."
So it sounds like the advice you received from the distilling course was some pretty good advice to be original, because that's kind of the genesis of this award-winning product, right?
Yeah, definitely. We really wanted to have something that was had a sense of place to it and really told the story of, we're both native South Carolinians. We wanted to have that sort of sense of place story that told a little bit more about where we live. And finding that was, you know, it took some doing. So,
well, walk us through the process of how you found the grain. You know, what's the story here on Jimmy Red?
You know, the backbone of bourbon is corn. And bourbon is technically America's spirit. It was voted into Congress in the 60s as can only be made in the United States, has to be made from 51% or more corn, and then some other rules. But basically, those two big ones. And being that it's from corn, let's start with corn, and all corns are not created equal. However, predominantly in the whiskey industry, there's a singular corn used, and it's number two yellow dent corn. 99% of the bourbons you get out there, that's what you're going to get. And the flavoring grain would be a wheat or rye that was added to the mash bill to come up with your final bourbon grain bill. So we contacted, through a friend of ours, a guy named Glenn Roberts, who owns Anson Mills in Columbia, South Carolina. We met down at Clemson at the Research Center south of town here. He had a table full of grain, and he was going through and saying, you know, this is John Hawk, this is Pencil Cob, this is whatever, this is whatever, this is whatever. And he kept kind of skipping around this one packet of seeds. And I said, well, you know, after about half an hour, I pointed to this one pack. And I said, well, what about that one? He goes, oh, yeah, that's the one you want. That's called Jimmy Red. And I said, great, we would love to make a batch of that. And he says, well, here's the thing. There's not enough of it. I'll give you seed, but you're going to have to grow it.
And so now you have fields and fields of Jimmy Red corn.
We do. We harvested about 250,000 pounds of corn this last fall. We're sold out right now, to be honest.
Well, Scott, thank you so much for your time today, and congratulations again on this award.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on.
Scott Blackwell is co-founder of High Wire Distilling Company in Charleston, South Carolina. Their Jimmy Red Bourbon Whiskey received the overall winner award from Garden & Gun Magazine's annual Made in the South Awards program. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.